Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus DO.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis DO. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy.
Welcome to episode 30. Release. Is it beneficial or an oversimplified illusion? In this episode, we introduce our new feature, Selected Shorts. Up to this point, we've created each episode as a thorough investigation of a key component of osteopathy. We've created five collections contained within the greater umbrella of Osteopathy Unplugged. These current collections include the free foundational episodes, which include the philosophy and principles of osteopathy, To Find Health series, Origin Stories, the Practice of Osteopathy series, and most recently, we've added opinion pieces. Now we've added a sixth collection, Selected Shorts. Selected Shorts will be brief explorations of smaller topics that lend themselves to a short episode that's more conversational and less didactic. These shorts take single issues that could stand alone or maybe the podcast equivalent of an abstract for a later in-depth analysis. Shorts will generally run about 20 minutes in length. They'll be thematically linked to the Practice of Osteopathy series and to Philosophy and Principles of Osteopathy, just as other episodes fall into more than one collection. The same will be true of the Selected Short series. We believe that you'll enjoy this additional format. We will continue to produce future in-depth episodes alongside the Selected Short series. Now sit back and enjoy the first of our Selected Shorts, Release. Is it beneficial or an oversimplified illusion?
Okay, Bon. The term release has been a burr in your saddle for years. So can you elaborate on the concept of release and begin the discussion of why this overutilized term is objectionable to you?
I'd love to. You know, it's not the idea of release in and of itself that bothers me. It's the way that people objectify, oversimplify, and reduce the complex therapeutic process. I know what people mean when they say release, but I don't like the term for several reasons. It's way overused. People take the word literally, and they oversimplify the process.
And I would agree that it's not just osteopaths who take it literally and oversimplify the process. It's the patients who do.
Yeah, because they're often living in a fantasy world, and they want something to go poof and be out of their life.
Magic. It's gone. Release. Right.
So the idea of release tends to objectify the thing that we think needs releasing, and it encourages us to want to get rid of it. So there's a false sense of purification that can happen only if we could release all that's unwanted.
On that theme, too, there is, in the 19th century, there was this whole movement during A.T. Still's time of purification, of toxicity, and all of the 19th century therapeutics were based on this really philosophy of purification and ridding of toxins.
Right.
And release is kind of feeding into that.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting that he very purposely did not include that idea in the original foundation of osteopathy?
No, because I don't think A.T. Still would like how release is used nowadays in modern osteopathy.
Right, I don't think he would either. I always feel like when somebody asks me if I could release something, that they're asking me to be an exterminator or an exorcist, and their goal is to just get rid of something they think is evil, unwanted, that somehow hijacked their body.
And really well said, and yeah. I agree. I don't like being an exorcist osteopath.
The episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening, to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.